Welcome back. In the Zone, 1027, Justin Akery, joined by Sync Weekly Editor-in-Chief, Nate Olson. Kevin Kras, the chairman of the War Memorial Stadium Commission, joining us as well, and announced, I guess it was officially yesterday, Military Appreciation Day at War Memorial for the opener. Kevin, welcome back. It's been a while, apparently, because we've done a little construction since you were here last time, and that was a while ago, so good to have you back in.
Well, thanks for the invitation and the chance to visit about this special project.
This is an interesting season coming up, and of course, expectations so high last year. This year, I think a lot of people are unsure, and I think everything from a success standpoint is going to be, you know, pleasant regardless. I don't know that the expectations are too high. I think the coaching staff has very high expectations, but I'm excited about this year because, you know, really from the fan base standpoint, I think any kind of success is going to be great.
Certainly, I think we'll improve over last year. I just feel so much excitement in the state for Coach Bielema and the new staff. And I'll tell you a story I read about earlier in the week. It shows you the connection between veterans and Razorbacks and Razorback fans and veterans and War Memorial, which links into this announcement that the first game will be a Military Appreciation Day, and we'll get into the specifics of that. But there's a gentleman in town that a lot of us know named Winston Faulkner. Mr. Faulkner's been in the securities business a long time, but previously he was a veteran, served in the Navy in the South Pacific, drove a PT boat. He came back and coached in 1955 for the Little Rock Central Tigers. Had some great players, Brooks Robinson, Herb Rule, people like that. They didn't lose a game. Wilson Matthews, I think, was the head coach, but they have periodic reunions. And Mr. Faulkner went to a reunion over there earlier this week, and as he started telling stories and reliving the memories, and his defibrillator went off 9 times. So they rushed him to St. Vincent's. The team followed him, and the doctors needed to sedate him, and they warned him that, you know, he might not come back. But as the daughter posted on a Facebook site, by the grace of God, he did come back. So she said, "Dad, you know, what did you think when you realized this might be it?" And her dad responded, "Wow, I'm not going to get to see Coach Bielema coach the Hogs."
Oh, my gosh. That is wild.
Yeah. That's the kind of loyalty that these veterans have to what they believe in, the country and our state, and then the sports programs that they – a lot of those veterans, you know, came back to play high school and college football. Buddy Sutton, my mentor at the firm, talked about playing high school football against people who were 3 years older who had served in the war and come back. So it's a different era. We can't relate to it.
No clue.
But we can relate to military appreciation in this time in our country. This will be the week of the anniversary of September 11th when we play Samford in Little Rock. And the university announced earlier this week that AT&T is going to provide 100 tickets that will be given to specific veterans groups like the National Guard, the Little Rock Air Force Base, and the University of Arkansas Student Veterans. And we're encouraging everybody, and there'll be a lot more information about this later, but it's online now. You can purchase tickets online, and they will go toward these veterans groups and allow them to come out and see the game, that they might not otherwise see. And you can go to the website, ArkansasRazorbacks.com. There's a Military Appreciation Day ticket donation button that'll make it very easy. If you're a season ticket holder, for some reason you're not planning to come to the Samford game, you can mail those tickets. Again, the address is on the website, but it's 1295 South Razorback Road, Suite B in Fayetteville. We want to make sure that the stadium in Little Rock is filled as much as possible for Coach Bielema's first trip. I've had the pleasure of seeing him at the stadium. He's heard great things about the fan base, the tailgating, the bus route, and we can't let down. We've got to turn out for this new coaching staff. One thing that I'm excited about, and I hope I can convince my wife to let us do it, is if you buy 50 or more tickets in this process, your name will be displayed on the stadium scoreboard throughout the game. So I'm going to encourage people, 50 tickets at, what is it, 65 or 50, 55 a ticket. Mm-hmm. So it's not inexpensive, but it's a worthy cause, and I hope people will consider buying that block of 50, seeing their name on the scoreboard and calling the Hogs together.
I'm seeing the picture here that's attached to this with the on the Arkansas website, the University of Arkansas website, and they did the color scheme thing, the red, white, and blue.
Yeah, that's an aerial shot from the game. I've forgotten who we played, but they painted the Hog on the front of the center of the field in red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. The Hog decal was on the helmet was red, white, and blue, and Nate and I were talking about the T-shirts that had the red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. Those things were very popular, and I hope folks still have them around. It'd be nice if we could reprint some and sell them again. I'll try to talk to the university about that.
Yeah. Is something like that planned, anything unique like that?
I don't think they plan to do the red, white, and blue out again.
Okay.
We did talk about it, and for reasons that I'm not sure about, we're not going to do that. But that doesn't discourage folks from wearing their red and white to the game. Maybe we can put some blue somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully nobody's feeling blue after this one, that's the first true game at War Memorial last year. So.
Well, there's an Arkansas connection to Samford. I actually went to college with the gentleman who's the president of Samford. He was president at Wichita for many years. But you know what's interesting is a guy that's followed sports for too long now. Their coach is Pat Sullivan, the Heisman Trophy winner, former coach at TCU. And he'll have a team on there that'll be competitive, I think.
Well, they're getting quite a few votes. And Nate and I were talking in the FCS poll. I mean, again, I mean, a lot of folks who follow FBS football exclusively don't have a whole lot of respect for them. But, I mean, there have been plenty of good teams fielded at that level. So, yeah, I imagine it will be. And you know, for Arkansas, trying to get – some solid wins early in the season before getting into that difficult, especially this year with the road games at Baton Rouge and at Tuscaloosa. Getting some wins will be nice. So,
well, it's going to be a 6 p.m. kickoff, which sets up, you know, last year I think we had 1:11 a.m., and that doesn't set up very well for tailgating. Mm-hmm. So 6 p.m. kickoff on a September day ought to set up pretty good for the tailgaters.
Yeah, we were talking about the opening game. We've talked about it a few times, and I know people are going to be excited, and I don't care what time they play. They could play the game at midnight, and people would turn out for that opener, but it's going to be a little warm, I think, at kickoff with 3:30 kick for that first game.
Yes,
so
you'd want to be on the west side, I think.
Yeah, everything is, of course, at the mercy of television nowadays, but it's good to have an opportunity to see them play whenever, I guess. So, again, Military Appreciation Day. It is September 7th. It is the Little Rock opener for the Razorbacks against Samford. And, again, a lot of opportunities to get involved with all this. And this is on the Razorback website you can go to?
Yes, Justin. And in addition to that, they now have season game tickets on sale, either through the ticket office or I tried to confirm this with Danny Joe, but he was preoccupied when I got – but we'll have him at the stadium.
He's yammering with the guys on the show with no names.
Getting his picture taken with somebody.
I heard that this morning.
Yeah.
We should have them available at the ticket office at War Memorial in the North End Zone office within the next few days. So – season single game tickets are available to folks, and I encourage you, if you can't do the military appreciation package, at least go out and buy tickets and let's fill the stadium.
We've talked to just about anybody who has been out there. I guess we had Jim Harris on. We talked about it, and Wally Hall was in yesterday. We visited with him about it, but I know you got a chance to be out at Elotion last week too, and the experience was as good as expected, or maybe even surpassed a lot of people's expectations, sounds like.
I'll just quote the WGA guy in the paper. He said they had high expectations, and they were exceeded, and I think that kind of sums it up.
Yeah.
I've never seen the course look that good, and there was phenomenal response from volunteers. I mean, we had people, Justin, that would do a six-hour shift of driving a cart up and down, and they'd come to me and say, I just finished my shift, but I'm available to do another one. You know, I mean, that's the kind of outpouring that we had. We had a couple from Hot Springs Village that drove a shift from 1 to about 8 o'clock. We went long because of the rain delay, and they were back there the next morning at 6 a.m.
Wow.
And anxious to do it. So I think it turned out very well for everybody. And, gosh, the quality of golf, just I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be – I mean, all of us will be watching the U.S. Amateur with just a totally different appreciation.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, and again, it you know puts it in perspective. And when you see the number of guys and the list of players who have won the Western in the past, it puts it in perspective. And a lot of those guys, of course, will be playing today and through the weekend at the PGA Championship. So, you Tiger or the field this week?
Tiger.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think he's due to breakthrough.
I think he's due to breakthrough.
It seems to be a growing. Growing sentiment, but
we'll wouldn't hurt my feelings if Phil won it. You know, he's a local favorite, and coming off the Open Championship would be fun too.
Yeah, well, he's they both had great years, and the thing when you look at the numbers, it's amazing as much of a household name as Phil has been for as long as he's been a household name. When you look at what he's achieved, and it's incredible. And then you look at what Tiger has done; it's so unbelievably ridiculous. It's so otherworldly when you compare him to another Hall of Famer like Phil Mickelson. It's amazing, but it's good to see Phil. I mean, a lot of people may have thought that his days of majors were over, but it was great to see him win at the British, and again to go back to back weeks. Now Tiger trying to do the same. It'd be interesting if these two guys who've been the premier American golfers for so long can do it in the same season.
I agree. It'd be fun to watch. I've I didn't think I'd get tired of driving out to Elotion, but I was out there so long, I'm a little weary about golf.
Are you?
Yeah. But I will get over it.
Yeah, this will be a lot less physically demanding because you can kick your feet up in the, at the house and watch the big screen on this one. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We'll, I guess television coverage starts at noon today, and like I said, we'll go through some of the more premier tee times. You know what's amazing, too? Another thing that jumped out at me today, maybe it doesn't for everybody else, because he's seemingly, to me, been irrelevant for an extended period of time now. It's only been... It's been less than a year, right around a year. But, I mean, Rory McIlroy won this thing last year. Yeah. It just doesn't even seem possible.
I agree. Has he made the cut of any of the other majors?
I don't know. I mean, he hasn't even been in the conversation for so long.
Yeah.
So, but his tennis game apparently is quite good. So he's got that going for him. It's not making him any money. But anyway, well, Kevin, always good to see you. Appreciate you coming up.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
And, again, go to the Razorback website. Take advantage. Lots of different ways to get involved, as we said. In more details when we've got them, we'll share them.
So, thanks so much.
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
It is.